That night was very mixed. It was mixed that night and it's still mixed. It was just a wonderful occasion. All my friends, family, everybody was getting a few beers down and thoroughly enjoying themselves. And so was I. It's like the cup final day, except it's indoors. The atmosphere is tremendous.
Now, to actually win and become the world champion, when you actually finally got there and you won, what was the feeling like?
I felt it was about time too. My dad was sitting ringside and he was always having a go at me. Do this, do that, you've got to do... Like most fathers are. But I walked over to him from the ringside, leaned over the ropes and said, "You all right now, Dad?" As much as I say, I can't do no more than that.
So it was actually worth winning the fight just to prove your dad wrong.
Yeah, definitely, yeah. But it was a great night.
Would you say that that is the highlight of your life then?
Well, married before kids. I've got a lot of highlights. Don't get me in no trouble. But sport-wise and business-wise, yeah, it was a great asset, you know, to be a world champion. In those days, I think I was the only third British bloke to become a world champion. And I mean, a proper world champion. Not with all these titles around now. Everybody's a world champion.
I was going to say, what do you make of boxing nowadays? Because if you look at the Hay versus Klitschko fight a couple of weeks ago, all of this hype around the fight, they're not boxers nowadays, are they?
No, that's what you said. Hype, that's what it is. And if the public are gullible enough to stand for it, you know, some poor sons travelled halfway around the world. The Germany to see it, the fare alone, God knows what they pay for ringside seats and that. They're just conned by the publicity.
Do you often regret giving up boxing quite young? Because you could have come into a bit more wealth had you have carried on for a bit longer.
Yeah, I was right on the edge of a lot of big money. Money wasn't the same in those days. It's 50 years ago as it is now, obviously. I could have made a lot of money, but I was in business. I didn't fancy getting battered around anymore.
Your wife, Barbara, she has been with you for 53 years. Talk to me about what a great support she's been to you.
She won't get big-headed. I don't know. It's a wife. What wife's supposed to do? She does what she's supposed to do. She loves me, cares for me, cooks for me, feeds me. And she did the same thing when I was fighting. We got married in 58. I retired from boxing in 64. So that's quite a long time to be looking after me. And she did a good job.
Did she ever say to you during those years when you were boxing, "Come on, Terry, it's time to give up. I'm worried about your health"?
No, never. She never discouraged me at all. And she never really encouraged me. She did encourage me, but she never made herself busy with it.
And a word on your health right now. When I pulled up to your house today, you was in the garden. You seem very, very happy out there. But you've had a few scares recently. You've had bladder cancer. You've had hip replacements. You've got arthritis and some deafness as well. So you've been through the wars, really, in terms of your health in the last 10 years or so.
Well, getting on, I'm 75, I suppose. Yeah, I do get aches and pains. Can't hear very good. I'm bloody hear you coming up. And... yeah, aches, can't walk far with the dogs. But I get by. There's a lot of people worse off than me.
I'm going to ask you the million-dollar question right now. As somebody who is a former world champion, you're in a great position to answer this question. Who do you think is the greatest boxer of all time, apart from yourself, of course?
Every 20 or 30 years, you get a different era of a different type of fighters, different living, different training. I mean... if you go back to bare-knuckle fighters, how could they fight like they did 70 rounds at today's pace? They used to fight 60, 70, 80 rounds, and it was a draw. But I think one of the modern greats, Willie Pep, Sugar Ray Robinson, Joe Louis, but you just could never compare them with what's going on today, though. Very difficult.
And what would you say to anybody, and people still campaign even now to ban boxing, what would you say to anybody who says that boxing is too dangerous and it should be a sport that is quite clearly banned? What would you say to those people?
I'll say come ban something else, because, you know, boxing is well supervised. You get hurt a bit, but so do rugby players and supposedly football players. You can never tell if they're hurt or not. But rugby players are great men. They get all the knocks in the world. And boxing as well is high. You have plenty of supervision over it, medically, physically. No.